Governor Cuomo Wednesday revealed the commission in the nation's number one county when it comes to high property taxes, Westchester. In fact, three of the top four highest tax counties in the U.S. are in New York, with Long Island's Nassau County number two and Rockland County number four. Cuomo is asking the commission to focus on ways to reduce property and business taxes. Former Governor George Pataki, a Republican who in 1994 defeated Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, will serve as co-chair.
I have to confess, when I got the call from Governor Cuomo, I wasn't sure he had dialed the right number. But we sat down and talked, and I became convinced of the sincerity with which Governor Cuomo intended next year to look to reduce the tax burden on the people of the state of New York.
Pataki, once mayor of Peekskill, says he has high hopes for what the commission can achieve. He will co-chair the commission with former New York State Comptroller Carl McCall, a Democrat. McCall is chairman of the State University of New York Board of Trustees.
I don't think I have to tell anybody that taxes, high taxes, are one of the most challenging issues facing economic growth in New York. But as the former state comptroller, someone who looked at the books and knows how we stand, I want to tell you that with great certainty that this is the best fiscal shape our state has been in years.
Cuomo, who dropped out of a gubernatorial primary against McCall with a week before the vote in 2002, announced the commission at Manhattanville College in Purchase. He says tax relief is a centerpiece for next year's agenda.
This commission poses the perfect vehicle to be able to say to the legislature and the people of this state, we took a very complex topic, a typically controversial topic, which is tax policy, and we gave it to the best people imaginable.
In addition to the co-chairs, the commission has six members, including Heather Brachetti, who is president and CEO of the New York State Business Council, and Jack Quinn, president of Erie Community College and former New York GOP congressman. Cuomo says he aims to make New York more tax-friendly and keep residents and businesses from moving to states with more favorable tax climates.
Property taxes are the number one tax in the state. They're the number one tax on business. They're bigger than the income tax. And we are way out of pace with the rest of the country in terms of property tax, both in dollars and in percentage. And property taxes are a scourge all across the state.
Republican Assemblyman Kieran Lawler criticized the formation of the new commission, attacking previously formed commissions with going nowhere.
Why a commission? Why this blue ribbon commission? And, you know, it looks a lot like activity instead of productivity. Get the Republican leaders and Democrat leaders in a room and say, okay, what is wasteful in the budget? Let's get rid of it. And once you reduce spending, you can reduce taxes.
Republican Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, in a statement, says he welcomes the commission's involvement in lowering property taxes across the state, but says any meaningful effort to bring tax relief must start with delivering mandate relief to school districts and local governments. The new Tax Relief Commission will issue a report on its findings and recommendations by December 6th for inclusion in the governor's 2014 State of the State agenda. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.